Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
The devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took Cain and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel just inside. You do your thing on the side, and still say amen. But you've been in sin.
Hello, and welcome to the Ready Church Contending for the Faith radio broadcast. I'm from the YouTube channel Ayuna de la Gente. I'm filling in. Experiencing some difficulty here, but welcome to the Ready Church Contending for the Faith radio broadcast. And today we'll be talking about the gospel music industry. I'm going to be speaking to you today because I am a musician. I play, I sing, I give my talents over to the Lord because He has given me this gift to sing. And the gift of music to play. I play the keyboard and I play other instruments as well. But that is the reason why I'm here today filling in as the host on the Ready Church today, because our topic is about gospel music and the gospel music industry. Well, I recall, you know, because music is something that is powerful. Music is powerful. It is a universal language. You know, it doesn't matter what part of the world you live on. Music affects you. You know, even a baby. You know, you can put on some type of music and the baby will just start bouncing to the music, even if he can't talk, walk, or anything like that. So we know music is powerful. And since I am a musician, I'm just going to tell you about something. You know, I recall many years ago when a young man walked into the church that I attend, and he was telling me that he wanted to take me to a studio to meet a prominent, you know, world-renowned producer by the name of Teddy Riley. You know, he wanted me to travel across town to meet Teddy Riley, and this young man was a gospel artist, and he was singing with the gospel keynotes at that time. So his name was Michael Ellis, and he had came into the church, and you know, he was telling me that he wanted to take me to see a secular producer, and this guy, he didn't even sing secular music. He was a gospel singer. He was a part of a gospel group. So, you know, but, you know, I thank God that, you know, that I didn't go into that way, you know, because I see this time and time and again. If you look on TV and, you know, you see some of the gospel artists and even some of the secular artists, they say that they were raised in church. They started out singing gospel in church. And then years later, you know, they discovered a big break and someone, you know, introduced them to this big field called the music industry, you know, because it's very broad. And, you know, oftentimes they go into singing secular music, although they were raised in church. So the thing about singing in church and growing up singing in church is pretty much cliche. You know, the secular artists have said that they've grown up doing that, singing in church. So, you know, that is something. So I believe that we have to take a stand and, you know, do what God has called us to do. And God wouldn't tell us to do anything that is contrary to his word. He wouldn't place us to do things that, you know, is contrary to the Bible, because that's what we are supposed to be modeling our lives after, what, you know, Jesus Christ told us to do. And so, you know, I just really am grateful that I didn't fall prey and trap to going down and meeting with the producer, Teddy Riley. So, you know, if you look on TV and you see these singers have given their allegiance over to this industry, we recall Kim Burrell even saying, I would do whatever it takes to sustain the momentum of my success. And, you know, you can see the changes that the music has brought into her life. I recall even a sinner, Mike Tyson, just the other day, you know, and it's something when a sinner says, talks about fame. He said that, you know, outside of his boxing, you know, he didn't want to have anything to do with fame. And, you know, he was recognized, and he even said, you know, it was of the devil, you know, because it, you know, it took him some places when he was famous and out there. And, you know, he said he got him into a lot of trouble. And a lot of these gospel artists are going after the very thing that this sinner has actually brought forth and said that, you know, it took him in some bad places. And he even said, you know, it was the devil. You know, so, you know, these people that are raised in church and that, you know, they're supposed to develop a relationship with Jesus Christ and not just be there to sing, you know, because if you do that, it shows up. And it showed up, did show up, and it showed out. You see some of these gospel artists on TV showing their allegiance to the secret organizations and throwing up the Baphomet signs and the sixes and things. You know, so we're not supposed to sell our allegiance to the devil. Not for fame, not for anything, you know. I was reminded that some of the singers will do whatever it takes to go into this, to the industry, the secular music industry, because it's all intertwined, it's all connected, because if you go under some labels and, you know, some prominent organizations that are distributing these records or what have you, you see the connections that they have with the parent companies, you know, such as Sony, and, you know, and you go on and see the links between, you know, to say Variety Records and the links, and you follow that to Sony Music. And recently on the Ready Church YouTube, it was a video where there was a pastor up there who sings, and she was at her church, and she said, I want Sony to come looking for me, Sony Records. I want you to put this on YouTube. And the things that we're seeing, you know, it's blatant, and it's not hidden. And we're supposed to be on guard and know what the enemy is, you know, coming to do. He's coming to steal, to kill, and destroy. You know, this music is being played into people. Even if you walk into a store and you hear this music, and it might even be low, but you come out of the store and you notice that you might start singing, or that music might be in your spirit, because it, you know, that's what music it does. And so, you know, the music has been playing into them. So music does how spirits. I mean, even in the Bible, when you know, David played, and you know, the evil spirits departed Saul. We know that music does have influence. But we as gospel singers and people that are supposed to be representing Jesus Christ, we're supposed to be playing deliverance in people's lives. We're not supposed to go out there and do secular music. And secular, you know, is without God. We're not supposed to sell our allegiance to the devil. I recall a singer by the name of Shirley Murdoch. You know, this music that she sings is, she does do some gospel and she does do some secular. I guess you put it in the middle, it's lukewarm. So she said that she don't like to be identified with secular music. She said that secular is without God. And she recognized that. And she said she would like to be identified as mainstream. So secular music, mainstream, broad road, that road is leading to destruction. So even in the gospel music, we are seeing a lot of reality shows. Mary Mary, it's this music that is opening up these ways for people to have the shows. So such as the Mary Mary reality TV show and the newly created reality show called The Shears. And it's because of Karen Clark singing, and with the Clark sisters. And, you know, the devil recognizes that music. And, you know, and Kiara Shear, she sings as well. And their father, Bishop Shear, he is in the Church of God in Christ, and he is a pastor. But needless to say, it's not because of his preaching or anything like that, or he recently made it into the board of the bishops. They voted and had elected new officials to lead the Church of God in Christ, and he made that list. So it isn't because of his music or anything like that. It's because, or his preaching. It's because of Karen Clark and Kiara Shear. So it's the music, because if they were creating this reality show based on Bishop Shear, wouldn't say Bishop Blake have a reality TV show? He is the presiding bishop of the Church of God in Christ. So, you know, you have to look at it. It's this music. So to go even further, Pastor Marvin Sapp, is he getting this reality show based on him being a pastor? No, it's the Billboard selling song. It's a top song on the charts. It was never would have made it. It wasn't because of Pastor Marvin Sapp's preaching or anything. So these people are selling their souls to the devil. They're sold out to the devil. And, you know, I heard, you know, somebody saying that, you know, you can't sell your soul to the devil. because your soul is not anything that is tangible, and it can't be really purchased with money. But you are selling your soul to the devil. You're giving your will over to whatever comes with it, for the sake of fame, fortune. So they're going after it, and you know. So it's a lot going on. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good.
Hello.
And you?
Praise the Lord. I just wanted to comment on the gospel music that we're hearing today. And can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, first of all, like you were saying, music is so powerful in the Bible, which is where we should always refer to. 1 Samuel 16 and 23, I think you talked about David playing that evil spirit out of Saul. So we know that the devil copies everything that God can do and that is godly. He copies it. And so he knows there's power in music. I mean, Lucifer was in charge of, you know, the choir in heaven singing to God. So he knows how powerful music can be. So he's using that to get to the people, and especially the house of God. And I was just watching somewhere on YouTube, and they were talking with Tonet. Tonet, I mean, he started out what he said was gospel, but he was saying in this interview that he was doing, he said that he believed you were born gay, and he just looked like, I mean, he looked demonic. Something is wrong with him, and he's very confused. I think he lost his parents and his grandparents. So I think he said both of them were saved, and he even said himself this is what he was going on, his parents' salvation. But after he left them, he just turned over, you know, to the devil all the way. I think he calls himself Be Slade now, which he says is just a brand change. His heart will never change. That's what he said in an interview. And I just thought that was awful for him to say his heart will never change. So he know the word, but he doesn't use the word. He's outright denying what God has said to him. And he's just using music for to reach a new demographic of people, which is what he said. And we know that demographic of people is the Christians that think that he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. Did you hear anything about him lately?
I didn't hear anything about him here lately, but I do know that he is now called B. Slade, and he came out and saying that he was gay. And I do recall an interview that he did on the Lexi show some years ago, in regards to that, and, you know,
he said he believed people are born gay, but we know in the Bible God said you must be born again, and
right.
You know, yeah, we all have some sin in our life. We're born with sin, but God says you must be born again. This man needs to be born again, and if you're listening to him, you know, the devil is using him to play things into you, as David did into Saul, you know, because it's very powerful. So these spirits are following his music.
Right.
So
I just want
to talk about that. And a lot of these artists have something wrong with them, and they're, like you were talking about, the producers and stuff that they go to, like Clive Davis. He just came out bisexual, and I think this man has got to be 60 or 70 years old. I don't know exactly how old he is, but he's a famous record producer. So, you know, it's something that the devil is using to get to people. It's by homosexuality, and it's okay, it's all right. And he's using it mainly through these people that are saying that they're church gospel artists and things like that. I think it's very sad.
Right. I do recall that, and even even in some of the gospel musicians and producers, Andre Crouch, and things that we found out about his relation with Michael Jackson, and just all the stuff that even investigated from these allegations, but it all manifests itself, and it displays itself to be true as you look into it.
Also, I think that Dietrich Haddon, he had the CD called Church on the Moon.
Right.
Also, that's another way. If you open your eyes, you can see only people in the Masonic and Illuminati in that private organization, they worship the moon. And he is talking about he is on the moon. The church is officially on the moon. And in his on the CD, he has himself on the moon. And I think that, people don't understand the little things that they're talking about, because the Illuminati has their own language. And you singing this stuff talking about being on the moon, God never said anything about being on the moon having church. So
right.
People have to recognize the little things that they're doing and know how to recognize what is not of God and what is of Balaam. And
right.
I think that... I think I learned that in school that Masonry did a lot, concerning the moon. I think they worshiped the moon or something like that. You notice if you go and look at a lot of people that's in the Illuminati, they the moon, like even Neil Armstrong, we learned about him in school. He was a Mason. And we didn't know that, but now, that we know what's better, we got to do better. And most of these people that even went to the moon were Masons. And they would, Neil Armstrong's father was a 33rd degree Mason. And I think that's the only way they did that mission out on the moon was because they wanted to find out about the moon. They wanted to worship the moon. And a lot of these artists are picking up on that, and they're putting the moon in their CDs, in their videos, and all that. All that leads to the Illuminati. We need to watch and pray.
Right. And when you said that, I would start thinking, when you said about the moon, I would start thinking about when they was teaching all the, the Greek mythology and school
right.
and things, and talking about as it pertains to Anglo-Saxonism.
Mm-hmm.
They started calling out even different things that how that it was related to things that come about even today, where they coming out with Moon, Ten, Wooten, Thora, Freya, Saturn, those terms that are derived from that.
Right.
Even as they come about even as it pertains to the days of the week, they were saying that was moon, as we get the day Monday, come from moon, and then the 10, Wooten, Thora, Freya, and all that stuff. I recall that. So, yeah, the enemy is working.
Yes, and you need to be mindful of these people and watch if you singing this stuff that they're putting out there, you don't know, you might be cursing yourself, and you just don't know. The church need to be aware, and we're singing these songs and we're cursing ourselves because we're serving idol gods, and you don't know you're serving an idol god, but you need to use some discretion, people, and know that anything that they're putting out there that you know is contrary to God's word, don't accept it, don't take it, and, just turn it down flat out. That's it. It's not worth your soul. That's what I wanted to say today.
And, there's a song out by Mally Music, this young guy, this young artist, I believe he's maybe about 25 or so, and he's doing all these concerts, and there's a song he has out called I Hate You.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I hadn't heard that one before.
But yeah.
We need to be mindful as a church, as God's people. We need to not let this stuff slip past us, and we need to call it out. If it's wrong, it's wrong. Don't let nobody go and sing into you or your kids or your brother or your sister something that, you know, may curse them. So we just need to be mindful of that. And I thank God for you on this radio blog. And I just wanted to make those few comments. And I'm going to go now, but I thank God for you.
Thank you.
Okay.
As it pertains, I would like to say that, you know, we are to judge. We are to judge. We judge every single day. We judge about decisions and places to go. We judge about the people that we include in our lives. You know, even in Corinthians, it talks about that, you know, that do you know that you would be judged girl? It says that the saints, are we unworthy to judge even the smallest matters? Okay, so we are to judge. We have to judge. We have to bring forth fruit that is holy. You know, if you seeing things that is on people that are professing themselves to be saved and is bad fruit, you need to call it out. We are to expose. We're supposed to rebuke these things. The Bible is our standard of to live by, and that's what we have to go by. It's, you know, but today it's T.D. Jakes and different ones, these gospel singers, and, you know, are setting the stage, and, you know, they're setting what the Christian church believes at large, and people are neglecting the Bible. You know, T.D. Jakes, he's up there and singing and, you know, doing the Barry White and all this other stuff, and, you know, they even called him the prey and ordained secular artist. It was this group of young men that were singing, and they were singing secular music, and you get the Bishop T.D. Jakes to go pray and ordain music that is not of God. So, you know, there's a number of things to be discussed within the music, but, you know, we just thank God for everything that went forth today. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless your holy name. God, we lift you up. We thank you for this broadcast, God. We thank you for every listener, God. We pray that someone's heart and their lives will be changed, that they will come into a relationship, a true relationship with you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. The devil is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus Christ is Lord. Till next time, this is the Ready Church. Be blessed.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
Devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's all right. And they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will not just say. So now you feel justified. You do your thing on the side. And still say amen. Go to a bit of sin.